A native of Brentwood, California, June Haver was born June Stovenor on June 10, 1926. Unlike many motion picture stars, her new surname was not a studio creation, but belonged to her stepfather, and Haver adopted it upon her mother's second marriage. A gifted singer from early childhood, Haver was appearing on stage playing piano while still in grade school and was approached about film roles after winning a talent contest. She was still in her teens when she signed a contract with 20th Century Fox and made a film debut in 1943 as a Hatcher girl in The Gang's All Here. Miss Haver became an overnight leading lady. One notable achievement was having introduced the jazz standard Give Me the Simple Life in the musical Wake Up and Dream in 1946. A rising star that was born for success, Haver had been making movies for 10 years with 14 musicals. Most of the films were a fleeting impression, and her career had dwindled by the early 1950s. She also endured tragedies in her private life. Haver married trumpet player James Zito, who she met while on tour. But the pair eventually filed for divorce less than a year after being married. She admitted that the marriage was a complete failure from the very beginning and was the biggest mistake of her life. But because of her devotion to religion, Haver tried to make the marriage work, turning to the church to forget her unhappiness. Even several other romances had gone nowhere. After her divorce from Zito, Haver then dated Dr. John Duzik, whom she had dated before her marriage to Zito. They planned on marrying, but then Duzik died in her arms following surgery complications. Haver then found particular comfort in religion after Duzik's death, and her feelings about the importance of the church in her life grew in the years that followed. Haver then turned more of a focus towards charity work. In particular, she liked to entertain the patients at St. John's and to talk with the Sisters of Charity who nursed them. Although she was raised in a Presbyterian family, Haver became Catholic at 18, and she took her new faith seriously. She was active in charity work and always made generous gifts to Catholic organizations. According to friends, it was during this period when she felt inspired to become a nun. Haver reportedly became tired of Hollywood and was never really in love with the man she dated afterwards. After the completion of The Girl Next Door, she shocked Fox executives by asking to be released from a contract in order to pursue her new goal of being a nun. She broke a $3,500 a week contract with 20th Century Fox, and after Hollywood goodbyes, in February of 1953, Haver became a postulant nun with the Sisters of Charity of Leavenworth in Kansas. But in the convent, however, she fell seriously ill and decided she was not cut out for religious life. It appears that God had other plans for Haver. Although she resumed living in Hollywood, Haver refrained from acting. It appears that her short time in the convent, being away from the outside world for those couple of months, really had an effect on the way she saw life. It appears that she had found the true meaning of life. The following year, she began to date her former Fox co-star, Fred McMurray, who had recently lost his first wife to an early death, and the couple married in 1954. Adopting twin girls 2 years later, Haver, who was 17 years his junior, chose not to return back to the limelight, but opted to remain a mother and housewife. She was even given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, but remained largely out of the glitz and glamour, living with a family on a 1,500-acre ranch in Sonoma Valley. A prolific performer until his health began to trouble him in the late 1970s, McMurray succumbed to the effects of leukemia and pneumonia on November 5, 1991, leaving behind a devastated widow. Haver lived for an additional 13 years, passing away from respiratory failure in her home on July 4, 2005. Now, what message can we take out of June Haver's story? God has a wonderful plan for your life. As the prophet Jeremiah proclaims in the Old Testament times, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." I think all of us would agree that, aside from ending up in hell for all eternity, the greatest tragedy anyone can experience is to waste his or her life, to spend many years or decades on earth with no purpose, no significant personal growth, and no genuine experience of loving and being loved, and no amount of money, possessions, pleasure, fame, or worldly success can make up for such a waste. Unfortunately, this happens all the time. There are many people who go through life in a fog, having no meaning and finding no reason for hope. Jesus came to rescue us from this terrible fate, and as his followers, we're supposed to help others find the way to eternal life. As a young teenage boy, Samuel was chosen by God It took him a while to figure out that the Lord was calling him, but he responded and went on to become a great prophet. The same thing was true for the first apostles. John the Baptist pointed them towards Jesus, and after spending time with the Lord, Andrew went and found his brother Simon Peter and brought him to Jesus. Sharing the good news of Christ's love helps us find meaning in life. This gives us great dignity, which we must preserve, and a great vocation or calling, which we must answer. Now, even though June Haver never did become a nun, having kept that rich with a Catholic faith definitely did play a huge part in her life. We can say that through those life experiences, the death of her fiancé, ending up in the convent, but then having to leave a short time later, really did open up her eyes to the true meaning of life. God helped her to see that happiness for her was never found in the midst of the glitz and glamour, but in loving God by doing His will and in being loved by Him.